A dramatic decision by Israel's Supreme Court on drafting ultra-Orthodox men into the Israeli military could spell political trouble for Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. The ruling has called for an end to state subsidies for ultra-Orthodox men who do not serve in the country's military beginning next week. Netanyahu's fragile coalition is split into two camps, ultra-Orthodox lawmakers and popular centrist leaders. The ultra-Orthodox say they'll fight any attempt that will make their base serve in the military. The centrist lawmakers believe that all sectors of Israeli society should contribute equally to the war effort. Netanyahu has until Monday to come up with a plan to present to the court. If the Orthodox camp decide to leave the government, the coalition would almost certainly collapse. This could mean the country will have to call for new elections. Not a good time for Netanyahu, who's trailing significantly in the polls. I'm Karen Chamas.
I'm Alastair Campbell from The Rest is Politics.
Nish Kumar here from Pod Save the UK.
And Christiana Figueres from Outrage and Optimism.
Rising inequality, conflict, climate disaster, it's very hard to find reasons to be hopeful about the future.
That's why we're teaming up this September during the 80th General Assembly of the United Nations.
Along with Political Currency, Pod Save the World, The Week Junior, and more.
We'll discuss the stories that give us hope and answer the question, how does hope turn into action?
Look out for the Be Hope Takeover this September.